Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With an alarming number of species on the verge of extinction, biodiversity is on the wane. But as Charles Marshall, professor of integrative biology at the University of California, Berkeley, reveals, extinctions are only partly responsible for the current loss of biodiversity.
While the big five mass extinctions attract great attention, for example, the end Cretaceous event that wiped out all the dinosaurs, except the birds, more species went extinct between the mass extinctions during times of background extinction. To better understand background extinction, we analyze mammalian groups that are now fully extinct or that appear to be on their way to extinction, including rhinos, horses, and elephants. We targeted groups with exceptionally rich fossil records, selecting 19 in all. What did we find? First, we established that their species loss was not just bad luck, but was in fact due to a failure to keep pace with a deteriorating environment. We call this losing to the Red Queen, taking inspiration from Lewis Carroll's Red Queen, who tells Alice that she must run as fast as she can just to stay where she is. The fact that the group's demise is more than just bad luck is not too surprising. But what did surprise us was that their species loss was driven as much by depressed origination rates, the onset of an evolutionary sterility, as by elevated extinction rates. This is striking, given that most biologists don't think about a decrease in origination when they think about groups going extinct. We don't know what causes evolutionary sterility, although we have some ideas. We also made a second discovery. Theory suggests that as a group becomes more species-rich, increased competition should reduce its origination rate and increase its extinction rate. Eventually, the origination and extinction rates become equal, and the group is said to have reached its equilibrium species richness. Surprisingly, we found that the processes that drove groups into decline happened so fast that the species richness of each group never settled on its equilibrium species richness. So then, how do mammals lose to the Red Queen? Through evolutionary sterility, as well as elevated extinction, and via processes that act sufficiently fast that the groups never settled into their natural equilibrium species richnesses.
That was Charles Marshall of the University of California, Berkeley. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.